Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. Kyle Brustadorbit across ESPN Wisconsin. We are not KBL. We are KBN, and that N is back. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, 800-990-3776. And joining us now is Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch, which you can hear across these various stations from 9 to noon. Jason, good day.
Hello. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. You know, and it's interesting because it's OTA day one, and there's not a lot of news.
Off-season program day one.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, Jason, we're gonna be to make sure we call it everything correctly by the CBA.
Yep, what we do here.
Off-season program day one.
Okay.
And in off-season program day one, obviously Aaron Rodgers showed up to the Jets, and you know that doesn't matter to me anymore. But I just am curious.
Other than mentioning it,
I mean, of course. I think it's worth mentioning.
He cheated the Packers. That's what,
see?
That's what he's trying to say.
Like, people like Kyle.
Cheated us. He knew what he was doing, Jason.
Yeah.
My question to you is there any news?
No, they're working out all together. It's great. Like, it's great that Jordan Love is there, but did we really think Jordan Love wasn't going to be there? Like, I don't, as great as he was during the last 9-10 games, like, he's not, like, in a position of not becoming to the off-season program as leader, all the other stuff. So I'm not, like, unless there was some sort of, and I don't think there was from what I understand, unless there was some sort of, like, major contract dispute, like Justin Jefferson not coming to Minnesota. No, it's the gang's all here, and it's great. And they're all, you know, getting reacquainted, and their social media team is out there with the video camera when everybody's walking in, asking them if they're happy to be back. Because, of course, they've got all these players that are veteran enough to say, no, I'm only here because I want to get my workout bonus. Like, no one's going to say that. They're all happy to be here. It's great to be here. Hey! Which is great. I'm glad. I love their youthful enthusiasm and exuberance. But I prefer this over Aaron Rodgers is staying away, or... Like, here's a question. Is Keyshawn Nixon there? Like, they only have a handful of veteran players that are probably at a point where they can take the term of voluntary seriously. And so maybe there's a few stragglers that aren't there today. Maybe Preston Smith. I don't know. But, no, it is. You're right. It is not a newsworthy day, and that's quite okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that refreshing? Like, a good thing?
Well, I mean, you know, at this time last year, you know, we already knew that Rodgers had requested the trade, or he'd come out of the darkness and learned that they were shopping him, which I found to be somewhat of a disingenuous painting of the situation. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's refreshing. I mean, look, this whole thing has changed. Like, one of my favorite stories is in Mike McCarthy's first year, Al Harris, and this was back in 2006 when, as Brad knows, and maybe Brad saw this change during his time, but he was a punter, so it's not like he had a lot of margin for error to no show. But, like, there was a time where these were voluntary in name only. Like, they said they were voluntary, but no one wanted to risk not coming because it would be held against you. And then somewhere along the way, maybe it was the last CBA or the CBA before that, it became a little more voluntary. And now it's like legit, like there were a ton of guys in the past that didn't come, right? That year that Rodgers didn't come at all, like Adams didn't come and Lazard didn't come and all these guys didn't come. Well, in 2006, most guys came and Al Harris did not show up. And I was told by a source that it was because he was unhappy with his contract. And so I wrote that story in the State Journal, like, talked about it on the radio. I think we're in like the D-list era. I get to, after the first practice, you know, somebody asks McCarthy where Al Harris was, and he says, well, these are voluntary. And then he pulls me aside and just reamed my you-know-what out. And I was like, he like accused me of making up the story. I'm like, Mike, look, I didn't make up the story. We don't know each other very well. I had covered him in 99, but I was pissed. And the reason I was most pissed, and I said, you better get your facts straight if you're going to yell at me, which I was pretty proud of because I was not happy. But the reason why I knew that it was 100% an accurate report is because the source was Al Harris. So I knew that Al Harris wasn't happy with his contract because the source was Al Harris. You would think Al Harris would know if Al Harris was not happy with his contract. So my point is that they're not anywhere near that. This is a different era. It's great that they're there. It's great they're there for these workouts and strength and conditioning, needing new strength and conditioning staff. They've changed that whole group. So those are all really good things. But from an actual, like, this is news, I don't think that there's a lot. And quite frankly, I would have liked to have tried to explore that, but they have ceased to make the first day open to reporters. We used to get a handful of players who would speak to us, but Goody doesn't feel that's necessary, so we don't get to do that.
Jason, it might not be newsworthy, but I made the argument earlier in the show that this is critical for this young team, these, I'll not use OTAs, off-season workouts that they have. Off-season program that is phased into OTAs. I think it's critical because, look, they're talented. They have a certain level of confidence. They're hungry. But there are certain things that can't be taught except by reps and timing. And that's just synchronized state of play, being on the same page in a lot of ways. All those things that you just can't create except for with time together. So for this young team, if they want to make a splash in the fall, it starts right now. Do you have the same sentiment that it's that critical like I do?
I think it's all important, right? Like, I think their connectivity, I think their time spent away. Like, I'll say this, like, last year at this time, the group that came back, we all kind of read the handwriting on the wall about Rodgers, obviously. Today's the 15th. It's 9 days before he was actually traded, but we knew it was coming. And Jordan Love made sure he was there. I think he ended up, you know, taking all the guys out to dinner down the street here at like Longhorn Steakhouse or something after the first day. Like, they were working on that connectivity immediately. And so, yeah, that's vital. You know, the workouts, I mean, I suppose, you know, I don't know. I find, and you guys tell me, but I find this, refreshing's not the right word, Ben, but I think it's cool that this team is so young that they have this, it's almost like a college team, right? Like, they're pros now, and there'll be guys that get big contracts, and they'll change, and all the other stuff that comes with the NFL. But for now, there's still kind of a, I don't know, quaintness to it, that they all seem to get along, they're all kind of the same age, they have the same interests. I mean, you know, even Jordan Love, who's now going into his fifth season, or Kenny Clark, who's going into his eighth season or ninth season. Like, Kenny Clark still hasn't turned like 29. Jordan Love is 25. His backup, who is in his second year, is older than he is. Like, they all are in kind of the same age group and have the same interests. I just think that there's a really cool quality to that. And if that grows from their time together at these practices on a beautiful 70 degree day in Green Bay where they don't actually do any football work, then that's awesome.
Jason, last one real quick before we let you go. During an appearance on SportsCenter yesterday, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported that the Packers are committed to getting something done with Jordan Love. Does this mean Jordan Love and the Packers are already having conversations, and all it is the date of, was it May 15th, Jason, where they can have the extension signed? Is it all but just about done? Is Jordan Love going to get this extension and sign it?
I don't, unless something has changed with their parameters of what the money looks like or what his agent and he are looking for. No, like, look, first of all, and Jeremy does a great job. This is not a criticism of him in any way. He has to fill SportsCenter appearances, right? But they're committed to a long-term deal with Jordan Love. In the words of great American orator Mark Tauscher, no blank, blank. Like, we all know that they want this. So that's not, again, that's not news. If they're close, and if they're at a point where, you know, May the 4th be with you is the day that they can, I think the one-year anniversary of that half-measure extension is May 3rd. So I think the first day they can do it is May 4th. But again, what Goody said this offseason was that it was not going to be a fast process. That it was going to take some time, and they're going to look for creative ways to build this contract and all those kinds of things. And despite how much he loves his guy, I do think there is a, hey, he's only had 10 really good games in the NFL, right? And so I do think that they still have to do what's prudent for the team, no matter how confident they are that Jordan is legitimately a very good player, and they have to make sure that they don't overpay him. Now, I saw something that had it at $45 million a year. Like, I don't know about you guys. If you've been listening to our show, Tausch is saying that he should try to get more than Burrow, and he should shoot this, reset the market. I don't believe that. I think 45 to 50 is more per year is more the sensible range to put him in. But again, it depends on how hardball his agent wants to play it and how much risk is Jordan Love willing to take on, right? Like, bad stuff can happen even during an OTA practice. So if you've got $120 million of guaranteed money staring you in the face on, let's use May 15th as your date, are you really going to hold out to get to like $140 million guaranteed and take the risk that you get hit by a bus crossing Oneida Street or your foot plants weird in the grass at Reinitschke Field and you tear your ACL?
Oh,
like,
Jason,
I'm not a risk taker.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not a risk taker.
that authentic Kyle reaction is so good.
So good.
I mean, you're right, Jason. I would put myself in bubble wrap.
Right. Me too.
We know you had to get out of here, Jason. So we don't want to hold you hostage here. But we do appreciate the insight, and we do know we get to talk to you on Thursday. So thank you as always.
I am picking up my track athlete, which she did not get any of those genes from me, clearly. So thanks for letting me go, boys. Take
absolutely.
Care,
hey, did you say that on air? That'd have been. Dang it! That'd have been amazing. That's Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch across these very stations from 9 and noon. They are very familiar on Wilde and Tausch with Gina Della from Pella, as is Brad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got big things when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And your ordinary space can really be turned into something extraordinary with Pella Windows and Doors. I mean, Ben just bought a new house. He knows all about that and how it can transform your space. It's a luxurious look, sleek design, custom colors to give you guaranteed home to be able to pop, whether it be to entertain or make you feel comfortable. Increase your home value, decrease the cost of your energy bill. It's a win-win across the board. And right now, you can get 0% interest for up to 36 months or take no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book by April 30th. It's kind of like a choose-your-own-deal kind of situation. Both of them are screaming deals for when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Take ownership of your living space. Make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Am I the father? We'll find out.